SEO podcast, Unknown Secrets of Internet Marketing. My name is Chris Burris, owner of eWebStyle.
Charles Lewis, your internet marketing specialist.
Thank you guys for tuning in to another fun-filled edition of our podcast, which happens to be the most popular internet marketing podcast
on iTunes.
And SEO podcast.
Yes, gotta get that
iTunes,
in.
Either way you want to say that. We change pronunciations all the time. As always, there is a tip from our previous podcast, and that tip is configuring Google authorship correctly is a must for both click-through rate and authority enhancement.
Yeah, you definitely want to make sure that when you're setting up Google Plus for the sake of using authorship, that you configure it correctly. A lot of times we get clients who have questions about setting it up the right way or wonder why the avatar isn't showing or things like that. In order for authorship to work for you and for it to truly be effective, configure it the right way. And it's simple. Link back to your Plus page. From your Plus page, link to your site in the contributor section. And make sure in those links, which is the step most people are missing, they're forgetting to put the real equals author. Put that in the link and you'll be good to go.
All right. Remember, we are your friendly, local, neighborhood, top position snatchers.
Yes.
Where our mantra is,
don't be a douche.
And if that doesn't
not
make
a deuce, but a douche.
Douche, as in a feminine hygiene product, to be specific. I probably can apply it anyway.
Yeah.
We'll leave that one alone right now. And if you're uncomfortable with the term douche, just go back and listen to all of our podcasts and figure out where it actually originated from.
Yeah.
If you can... I see, Chuck, you have a device in my hand. By the way, this is a multi-device episode.
I know. We've
got a Windows tablet, so we got MS. We got Android phone times two. And we got an iPad. Not pod, an iPad. So we got them all covered here. I can just give you a quick review. I just got this ThinkPad Windows 8.
No, this week. Right?
This week. Mm-hmm. It sucks. Like, just straight up, it sucks, right? There are aspects that really, really suck, and then there are other aspects that just kind of
really
suck,
cool. Yeah.
And then there's aspects that barely suck. We'll put that. Literally, there are, like, two operating systems in the same operating system. I've got two OneNote, which is a Microsoft product for tracking notes. I've got two icons in two different locations, and they both open different, entirely different versions of OneNote.
That really sucks.
Having said that, the handwriting recognition capabilities of this thing is phenomenal. It is recognizing my handwriting. I was showing it off both to Javier and to Chuck. And as I'm writing, they're like, oh, I thought you wrote something else. And the tablet got it right.
Yeah.
Like, my handwriting is
so bad. Isn't that bad, though?
Yeah, it's that bad. It could be
multiple
things.
Probably be a doctor.
Exactly. Too bad there's no prescriptions in internet marketing.
Wait,
there's prescriptions for success.
Mm-hmm.
All right, so I was just about to say, before I got distracted by all the electronic gizmos around
devices.
Here, that if you can, tweet now, tweet something, tweet later, tweet soon.
Tweet that right there.
Right
hashtag SEO podcast. This is number 205. Make sure you tag us in it at eWebStyle or even at Best SEO Podcast. And that way we can follow you back, exchange some networking, and do all of our social media stuff.
So we do have a review today, so that's going to be great. And it's the only favor that we ask of you if you are in a position to and appreciate what we're doing, please go ahead and write a review. There's two places to write a review. One place has three steps. Go onto iTunes, make an account, write a review, and if you choose to, send us an email, podcast@e-webstyle.com. And if you're in another country, make sure you send us an email and say, hey, I just wrote you a review from UK, from Spain, from Swaziland, whatever. Make sure you let us know, because I literally have to, in iTunes, select that country in order to see the reviews that were submitted in that country.
iTunes, I would hope y'all work on that.
Yeah, there should be...
We shouldn't have require extra steps to see reviews.
They have made the podcasting... Well, so they've kept it off of their servers, so it's really hard to track listening, although they should know downloads to all of the... whatever that's... iTunes...
users who are downloading.
What's the software called? Is it
iTunes.
Is iTunes... Why I'm... Man, that sounds wrong. iTunes has a different meaning now. It can't mean software.
Yeah.
Anyway, so when you open up your iTunes, it automatically downloads the podcast they should be able to track that and give us statistics about it. It would be really interesting. We use a company called Podomatic to host the actual files. So when you're on iTunes, just so you know, you guys probably didn't know this, when you're on iTunes and you're looking at the list of files, those files are actually hosted at Podomatic. Mm-hmm. And then the RSS feed, a particular podcast RSS feed, is given to iTunes and uploaded and referenced so that iTunes knows when there's a new one, etc. So that's all kind of interesting. And I brought that up because, it would be nice if iTunes made it easier on us. Yeah. And the other thing that you can do is you can actually write us a G+ local review.
Yes.
And the way you write a G+ local review, it's easy to
Not
get
hard.
To our page.
Not hard
all
at
you
all.
Have to do is go to e-webstyle.com/
G plus
and
G plus
or slash
Google plus
or slash
Google plus.
I didn't know if you were going long on that
one. Yeah, the first one, yeah, I couldn't stop.
Yeah, I couldn't do it. And finally, in kind of housekeeping, remember, we do have a referral program. Send us an SEO account. If that account goes live, as long as it stays live, you will get compensated for sending us that account.
Back to G+ for a second. When you leave us that review, take a few other actions, and we'll reciprocate those. Right? Go and put us in your circle, like create a circle called, I don't know, SEO guys, maybe internet marketing or something like that, and put us in that circle. And then, and that way we can do the same for you, put you in a circle as a podcast follower or something like that. So yeah, do that for us.
Cool.
And plus one us while you're there.
Yep. And plus two us. Awesome. So in the news, I thought this was just, I mean, this is too cool anyway, right? Nissan is working on driverless cars.
Yeah, 10 years, 7 years, or
yeah.
Something like that.
And Google is working on it too. They're kind of competing. Nissan's more focused on having a car that you can grab the wheel at any time, where Google's more focused on, okay, we want you to be Googling,
yeah.
Not driving, yeah. So we'll take care of the driving so you can Google more and we can make more.
Especially since, you know, mobile, we'll get into that in a minute, but mobile search stats are higher than desktop search stats right now. So, yeah, they want you.
Imagine how many more searches there would be if people could actually Google the entire time they're driving.
Come on, if you could text and drive.
And I do say the entire time because we know people are out there Googling anyway. Yeah. I'll actually have a thought and say the search into my phone, and then, you know, I won't read it. But then I have the search the next time I pick up my phone.
Read it.
Okay, sure. I read the headlines. Apple is accepting trade-ins. I have traders written here. I don't know what that's about. Trade-ins. That's kind of cool for their iPhones, whatever. You want to get a new phone, you can get credit. That's just kind of cool. A robot prints cookies. That's kind of cool. Revenge porn to be a crime.
Revenge porn?
In California. So that is, say you're in a committed relationship and you decide to make some videos that you want to keep for yourselves, and then
you
break
release
up.
It. Oh, really?
And one party or the other decides that
they want to be to make some money off of these.
Make some money and get some revenge. They're thinking of making that a crime. So that's
But what's the punishment for that though? Like, it's done.
Yeah. Well, you make it a crime and then they go to jail or pay fines or whatever. This is one of those things that I definitely throw in the category of, really, people, you just shouldn't do it.
Yeah.
And really, the government should have no say in it, right? You guys did it private. You knew the risks. And great. And frankly, you
shouldn't have broken up with her.
You should not have done him wrong like that.
Exactly.
No. Come on, people. Just be decent human beings. We shouldn't be legislating decent human beings at that level, in my opinion.
No, I agree.
Murder, I agree. Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah. It just popped in my head. All right, so here's a great question. How much extra would an Android phone or Google phone cost if they made it here in the States versus China?
It'd probably be double or triple in price.
Yeah, isn't that, that's the instinct, that's what you say?
Well, that's what. It could be cheaper. What,
$4? $4.
Really?
$4. Now, you sell 100 million of them, that's $400 million of profit because you're making it in China versus the US. and it's still only $4. They should give you an option to pay an extra $4
for to get an American-made one.
I'd pay $5.
Yeah.
You guys make an extra buck, not a duck, a buck.
Yeah.
Out of it, I'll pay your $4. I'll give you an extra buck profit just for making it here.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, $1 each person. I don't know. You really wish that they would.
Well, yeah, because when you put it in that situation, then that would actually compensate for the employees you had to hire and everybody else locally to make those devices.
Yeah. So hey, you want a China version or you want a U.S. version? You want to support us? You want to support China? Us being U.S.
Yeah.
That was intentional. All right, that is the potatoes of our podcast. Time to get into the meat.
All right, so I got some content. Let's address the email first.
Oh, yeah, I'm sorry. And we have a review. Let's
and
do the review first.
Come on, you missed a lot of stuff.
Wow, I'm just skipping all over
the place. Ways to
reach
us on social.
I got distracted by revenge porn. Again. All right, here it is. iTunes review. The title of the review is, I like these guys, and it is five stars. And it's by Pre-Med Guy. Cool.
Pre-Med Guy. Good luck with that.
Nice guys, fun podcast, punch in the face for good podcast, blank stare for poor audio, punch in the face for fixing it. I call that the punch, blank, punch sandwich. So, patoof. Now it's patoof. What?
Yeah.
Patoof.
Sandwich.
Sandwich.
I don't know what sound.
So it's patoof.
What?
Patoof.
Mmm.
Thanks for helping us lay people with internet marketing and SEO. Well, first
That's
off,
funny.
Your humbleness is going to go away as you get further into med school. You will no longer call yourself a layperson.
I know.
That's just a fact of going through med school. And thanks, Patoof, to you for the awesome review. Mm-hmm. And if you gave us a website, we would have read it on air. So instead, we will give you, let's give him a Patoof sandwich. Patoof, patoof. Mmm. All right, so we have an email question that was emailed to us, because that's how email works. And
podcast@e-webstyle.com.
Yep, it says, I gave the 828 5-star. 5-star. Thanks for what you guys are doing. Love the podcast, and thanks for fixing the audio. That was the one that we reviewed, previous one, last week.
That's what's up.
I have an SEO question for you guys. Now, this is interesting. From an English perspective, I'm going to have to look this up. Is it an SEO podcast or is it a SEO podcast?
It's A.
I think it's A, right?
It's A. I mean, the rule is
it's vowel, right?
It's a vowel.
Mm-hmm. Un if it's a vowel, A if it's a consonant. So I have a SEO question. Un SEO question actually sounds better.
It does.
Don't know how that works. Anyway, I hired a shady SEO firm last year.
That sucks. I know.
That's me kicking you in the shins. Now out of business. Surprise. Who told me to move my blog from WordPress, where it was getting 200 clicks a day, to my site, www.aceorganickim.com. By the way, that's a huge, anybody going through pre-med and all sorts of things have to take organic chemistry,
mm-hmm.
and organic chemistry is a bitch. So great that you're out there trying to help people and make money. Now, not only does it get way fewer clicks, my Google rank dropped from 8 to 180-ish, for keyword organic chemistry. I know that I could have been nuked by Penguin or Panda, but for SEO reasons alone, does it make sense to try to move the blog back to WordPress, or should I keep it on my site, which gives me more link juice? Thanks so much for the content. You guys are a staple with me at the gym.
Okay, so you listen to us while you're working out.
Yeah, while you're actually patoofing.
And kicking. And mean.
Mm.
All right,
oh,
so.
No, that's after the gym.
So, well, I got an answer for you, but I also have a question, which I didn't quite understand. When you said move your site from WordPress to, you said move your blog from WordPress to your site. So was your blog on a different domain name and then you added it to your site? Not quite sure about that. Or are you asking, did you just change content management systems from WordPress to whatever you're using now?
Yeah, were you on WordPress.com?
Exactly.
With your blog and then you moved it to your website or what?
Yeah.
The way, that's incredibly risky. Although WordPress.com, I mean, they're such a solid organization. Maybe you're still on WordPress. You're just not on WordPress.com. They probably have a way to do 301 redirects to
from that domain,
from the old
subdomain
one that you had to the new one. And in fact, there's probably a plugin that works on WordPress.com And that's probably what happened, is you lost a lot of link juice because you didn't 301 redirect your content. That's what I would guess.
I would guess that. And then secondly, to be honest, the content management system you're on indirectly has no effect on your SEO. You could be using WordPress, you could be using Modix or right. Blogger or anything like that. But indirectly, I will say yes, because WordPress supplies plenty of tools that make it extremely easy to operate your site and optimize your site. And so whoever, first red flag, SEO firm says don't use WordPress.
Yeah, that's
you
like
got to do the.
I'm
thank you.
You mean the largest, most popular content management system on the planet? Okay.
Yeah. So
actually, second clue would be if they were to ask you to ask the programmers to improve WordPress to make it easier.
Oh, like the other.
We actually had a vendor of one of our clients come back to us and say, "Hey, could you make this CMS easier to use, especially as it relates to pictures and Flash?"
Yeah.
It's WordPress. We didn't write it, like, you should understand that. And second, it's WordPress. It's not going to get that much easier.
Yeah. So I would do that. Now, some action items. Yes, move back to WordPress if you can, especially since you've already lost ranking and
you know,
don't think you have too much to lose.
I got to say that depends, because if it's moving back to WordPress.com, I think ultimately you do want to create your own
domain. I'm not suggesting move back to a
blog
organic and whatever it is, .wordpress.com. No, I'm not suggesting you move back to the WordPress subdomain. I'm suggesting if you've moved off of WordPress as a content management system, then I would suggest moving back to it.
Yep.
In regards to your domain name, I think it's probably in the long run more effective and better to be on your own domain name than on a WordPress subdomain. If that was the advice they gave you, then that's not bad. But you just need to make sure you do the right redirects and the right things with your URL so you won't lose ranking like that. Appreciate the 5-star review. Hopefully that helps. Punch in the face.
Cool. And I'm pulling up his website right now, just to maybe see if it is, in fact,
on WordPress, a site
source.
Or what it is.
This isn't it. By the way, look at this. This is an advantage of having Windows 8 versus an iPad. I cannot view source easily on iPad. Yeah. I'm not seeing any WPs.
Content, admin folders.
Now, the blog's
that.
Over here, so it may be that he just moved the blog. That's a possibility.
Blog category.
Let me go into the blog and see.
AceOrganicKim.com.
That's a WordPress.
That's a WordPress site.
Yeah.
Okay, so just the blog.
I'm guessing he just moved the blog from WordPress.com to his site, and you probably didn't do 301 redirects.
You're actually in a decent position. Right, you've already moved your site, you've already lost your rank, so at this point you can only come back up, right? Since you're there, why not have your blog designed to look like your website? Or better yet, I'm speaking backwards, redesign your site on WordPress.
Yep.
And in that way, your blog will already be incorporated and it can be a part of the nav, and then the look and feel won't change, because that was kind of bad after we clicked blog, to be honest. And that way you can have the same look, the same feel. Your users won't get lost thinking that they're on the wrong site. And then your whole site will be on WordPress. And that way you can take advantage of all of those SEO features for the entire site and not just your blog pages.
Cool. Excellent. I think
that's
now...
That's like one for... that's a point for Windows, right?
That's a pretty big point, right?
Point
I actually did work on Air, which I could never do on the iPad. I would have just been like, yeah, we'll look that up later because we don't know. So that's, super cool. I like it. And yet I'm about to tweet with my iPad. So I've gone from one kind of medium-sized, heavy laptop to potentially three devices. I mean, at least my phone. So I always had that. iPad.
So now you're carrying Windows, Android, and Apple.
Everywhere. Yeah. Everywhere I go. My intent
Windows, Android, and Apple.
Yeah, my intent was just I needed some sort of laptop for there are certain clients when I go there, I've got to do laptop-y stuff. And so I just wanted the lightest possible version of a laptop that had decent real estate on the screen, and a tablet is the thing that made sense. And then once I got that handwriting and now what we just did, it's going to get more use than I thought. Don't get me wrong. It really sucks. Like, it really, really sucks. And there's now two features that are indispensable.
Yeah, keep using it.
Yeah.
And you know what? If you had Windows 8 desktop and Windows 8 phone, then you'd probably love it.
Yep. Assuming you were happy with your Windows 8 desktop.
Exactly. Most people aren't.
Because literally, if I had a keyboard and a mouse, all the sucky things would still suck. Like, it sucks.
Yeah. I know. What was it? OneNote would still be in two places.
Yeah,
it wouldn't change.
There'd still be two versions that were two totally different things. It's just like the Nokia commercial. You talk about the hardware. You don't talk about the operating system.
Yeah, because this sucks. All right, so get to the meat. I was at Search Engine Watch this time. I hadn't been there in a while. And I came across a title. You know, I'm captivated by headlines and titles. 10 Tips to the Top of Google. It forced me to click. And so I clicked it. And as I began reading it, this was by Grant Simmons, Punch in the Face to Grant. And so I began reading the article. And I realized, although it was titled 10 Tips to the Top of Google, it was really more about tips for successful internet marketing in general, not just Google. And so, but let's get into it. So number one, he says, learn and implement the marketing basics. And I think this goes for more than just Google. But you had to understand what those basics are for your business is what he really didn't get into in the article. You must understand what these marketing basics are for your business. Like, what's your expertise? You should know that so you can promote it. Or do you have locations? You know, have all this information readily available. But, and last but not least, what's your message? What's the message that you're trying to convey to people about your business? Make sure you understand that. Number two, how to structure your site. I think this is important because a lot of people go into website development and design and they're thinking about SEO. They're thinking about keywords. They're thinking about ranking and traffic. And if that's your logic when structuring your site, then your logic is a bit flawed. Yes, you should keep SEO in mind, but structure your site with users in mind. Structure your site with the end conversion in mind. What you want that user to do when they get to your site and the action you want them to take. Keep that in mind when doing your site structure. And after you do that, then you use some SEO. Make sure you have your keywords and all of the other information in the right places. Number three, build a digital footprint. To me, what this really means is claim all your profiles on all platforms. That's what that digital footprint means. So if our digital footprint, you know, eWebStyle, if you search that, not only will you see our site, but you will see every other site that's on the internet that we are affiliated with. And we've claimed those profiles, we've added bios, we've added images and things like that. So that's our footprint. Everything is consistent in all places. So make sure you take advantage of that. Number four, design.
Do I get to go ant on this one?
Yeah, we'll have an ant coming up later.
Just nudge me. All right. I may be asleep over here.
Number four, design for multiple screens. This is extremely important. I mean, Chris is using three different screens right now.
Yeah.
And so, you know, you want to make sure that you take advantage of that. If it's a responsive design or if you're going to end up doing a mobile site or however you're going to do it, whatever your strategy is, make sure that you are taking make sure that you're keeping in mind the fact that your content, your information could be viewed on screens that may be horizontal, they may be vertical, they may be small,
super tiny,
they may be big, they may be on a BlackBerry, you know.
What?
Exactly. And so keep that in mind. What is that?
I don't know.
Hey, Hugh.
Get that turned down, hey, Hugh, please.
But make sure you're keeping in mind what kind of device your data is going to be viewed on. Number five. Conduct keyword research. So, duh, right? It's always about keywords. Be aware of the different types of keywords, the searches people are using, and keep that in mind when doing your content. But not just your website content. Keep that in mind when you're doing all of your content across all platforms. If you're tweeting, if you can get that keyword in there, do that. You're putting a Facebook post, get that keyword in there. Maybe you're Instagramming something. Use that keyword as a tag on there. I mean, this helps build your whole internet marketing brand. Number six, he put write just enough content. And then he goes on to say, this here's your ant right here. He goes on to say there are no ideal lengths of content. Yeah, I totally disagree with that. For one, it's always been a known fact. We've always preached it that you need at least 250 words. But more importantly, Google has a new spam penalty for sites that have thin content. And so I won't say write just enough content because nobody knows what just enough content is.
Right.
I will say write enough content that expresses your point, that get your point across, that people can absorb and actually gain some value from. If your content, if you get your point across in two sentences, then you're not making a point at all. You're wasting time. And so,
you're an incredibly talented wordsmith.
Exactly.
And you're so talented, you need to back off of your talent so that Google can appreciate what you're doing.
Exactly. So I won't say write just enough content. I will say there's no need to add a lot of fluff to your content. But get your point across and support your content. He didn't talk about. I'll say support your content with other rich media, images, videos, links to other sites that have similar information, things like that. And then that way your content is effective. That way your content is valuable. That way your content is relevant and you can actually get results from it.
What was his statement there?
There are no ideal lengths of content.
You know, so it's certainly there's a lower bar, right? 250, we say. And
pages with lower content than that can still rank.
Yeah. So. And the other thing is that there if you start honing into a particular audience, I think you really can say they're ideal.
Yeah.
Right? Because, you know, we can talk about, you know, what it takes to sell plumbing service, what it takes to sell versus what it takes to sell siding services. Those are really a longer-term purchase. They're a larger purchase. They're even purchases that have similar prices, but just end up being...
Sales process is different. It requires a lot more research. If you're buying siding, you want to read about the colors and how to install it and the best installers and what weather it works in and what color you should use.
And see the textures.
You need a long page for that.
Yeah.
You can't sell siding to someone with... three sentences
with a splash page.
That's
with
not
a, with
ideal content.
Yep, exactly.
That. And so, I think you're right. You have to find that niche. Maybe you're in an audience where quick fire answers are all that's needed.
As an example, this or what is it? Ace Organic Kim. You know, the things you got to really focus on is if I'm a student, I don't have much money, right? I want to get through this class. I want to see testimonials. Right? Yeah. I was struggling. I struggled for the first year. I failed it once. I passed it after I started doing this. I want to see that kind of heavy hitting stuff. And because it's so young, the audience you want to be with Facebook, with that kind of stuff, you've got a lot more social work to do than just doing SEO to support it and close the sale. That's more likely to close it quicker. Just the fact that they're finding you from SEO is great. And you've got to make, again, it goes back to SEVO, Search Engine Visitor Optimization.
Well, and it really goes to understanding your audience. Because if my audience is social, they're used to absorbing my content on Google+, Facebook, and Twitter, then there's no need for me to create long, huge pages of content. Because one, Twitter's only limited to 140 characters. And to be honest, how many guys have actually read a really long Facebook post?
Yeah,
you read the first
sentence. If there's a picture associated, or you're checking out the picture, and maybe a link.
And then you leave. And then you're like, oh, well, they got too much time on their hand, and you keep scrolling.
Yeah.
And so, you know, if that's your audience, then the short posts work. But I think it's key that you figure out who your target is, which was his first point.
Facebook, good place to be a wordsmith.
Mm-hmm.
Twitter as well.
Tag your content. Standard social and schema. This is number 7. And I'm going to say this, tags still work, right? So like my guy who had the WordPress issue, WordPress gives you the option to tag posts and to tag images and things like that. If you're on YouTube, you can tag videos. Tagging works, right? So keep doing it. But he mentioned standard social and schema. So that kind of tagging I was just talking about was standard, right? Then your social tagging, hashtags and things like that. Hashtag your content. Give you a sprinkling an advanced tip here. If you include a hashtag in your YouTube title and in your YouTube description for whatever that video is, it has a higher likelihood to show in a Google search result. Y'all gonna pay for that one next time.
Ding, 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 ding.
And then your schema markup. Make sure that you're implementing that, especially with sites that have a lot of information that changes rapidly, something like healthcare or sports or entertainment. You definitely want to take advantage of schema markup, because that way search engines like Google and even Facebook can find out what that page is really about faster and display the right sort of description that you need to be shown. So yeah, tag your content. Number eight, don't over-optimize. Duh. I mean, algo changed about that earlier this year. It was an over-optimization penalty. So yeah, don't do that. Remember, and you won't do that if you keep your user in mind first. Number nine, optimize the user experience. SEVO, like at the end of the day, it's all about that user. I said it in a song a long time ago that the search engine's not going to pick up the phone and call you. The user is. And so Make sure that when you're building your site, you're optimizing that user experience. Only way you can do that is to determine what you want that user to do. You want them to search, then click, then land on your page, then maybe read this content, probably watch this video, then subscribe to this and fill out a form. If that's the path you want them to take, then make that path the easiest path to go down when people land on your site. And that way that user has a great experience. The time on site goes up, pages per visit goes up. Google says, oh, this site is providing a great user experience, and your ranking eventually go up. That was number nine. Number 10, and this is the last one, keep link building practices natural. And man, I couldn't agree more. Long gone are the days of a whole bunch of follow links, do follow links on a whole bunch of, you know, forums and comment sections and guest blogs and this and that.
Fiverr, no longer a good place to get links.
Exactly. Yeah, Fiverr, SEO Nuke, and all of those things like that. Yeah, it's not 20, exactly. It's not 2010 no more. It's not 2011. It's 2013. And Google is you know, they're being proactive in regards to stopping it. And so you have to change your strategy. We need natural link building. You know, when you're reading a sentence, if it makes sense to have an anchor text link here that links to a certain site or to a different page or whatever, then do that. But if you're guest blogging, my suggestion to you would be to no follow that link, because Google's going to think it's spam and they're going to think you're trying to link build. So no follow it. What that does is that tells Google that you're not trying to do any SEO, and they still recognize the link. Just because it's no follow doesn't mean that they don't see it. They just mean that they're not going to pass PageRank. And so no follow the links. They'll still recognize it, and you won't be perceived as trying to build links. So yeah, keep your link building practices natural. That's it.
Boom, that's the meat. Do we have any, what?
Well, we could do Miley, but she's been done, so.
You just said Miley? What? Yeah, that was... Did you just say she's been done?
I know.
I don't know if that's appropriate. I'll have to take that back.
Yeah, she's been undone. How about that?
Yeah, she got undone on stage. All right. You guys have tuned in to the most popular SEO and internet marketing podcast on iTunes. That is because of you.
Who just logged in.
We have been downloaded in over 76 different countries, so thank you. We've only gotten reviews in, I think, about 10 that I'm aware of. So if you're in one of those other countries,
well, 66.
Please don't be offended by that first. If you're in one of the countries that has yet to write us a review,
there you go.
Then go ahead and write us a review. Again, send us an email, podcast@e-webstyle.com. And let us know you wrote that review. Remember, there's lots of ways you can follow us and hang out with us and fire us questions, not just email. You can follow us, facebook.com/ewebstyle, twitter.com/ewebstyle, youtube.com/ewebstyle. And if you were wondering, on the YouTube one with the ewebstyle, there are videos there. That's what's there. And you can fire us an email. Fire us an email,
podcast@ewebstyle.com.
Until the next podcast, my name is Chris Burris.
Charles Lewis.
Bye-bye for now. Slightly raised up eyebrow, highbrow. Tamely, gamely, headed my way. Cool as mountain snow, girl, glow, girl. Pining, shining. So refined, I'm gonna find my gold.
I think she's gonna set me free. In my daydream, she's my fantasy.